This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening. Don't forget Big Brother is on tonight. You don't have to watch it tonight. You can watch it because it's on at 8. I know that's super late. And so we watch it tomorrow, and then we'll talk about it on Friday. Wow, Friday's just the day after tomorrow. Ooh. So just a reminder, do your homework. Just want to make sure, you know, you're hanging out with us in the way that we enjoy.
Your mastery of the weekdays is amazing.
I know. Oh, my God. Here we are, midweek. I know all my days, Vinny. Thank
Very
goodness.
Very well done.
Thank you. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone is the Bay Area's largest supplier of domestic and imported stone, tile, ceramic, porcelain glass, handmade ceramics, and mosaic tiles sourced from all over the world. The largest selection you'll ever find anywhere in Northern California to cater to any style and budget. They're open now by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. Here's what's happening. Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. Kamala. So she's got the nod, and I'm frankly more into her than I am him. So
no
I'm
doubt.
Excited. I think it's really great news. You already mentioned that she's, what is it? So if they win, she'll be the first female VP. What was that lady's name?
I know. I was trying to think of her name earlier. Mondale, right?
Yes, right. Geraldine.
Wendon Westinson.
I don't remember. But anyway, unfortunately, should have looked that up. But because I wanted
Geraldine
to
Ferraro.
It. Yes. Thank Woo-hoo! You.
That just Good popped pull. Right into my head. Thank you. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I'm glad it did because I meant to mention her and didn't think to. Well, I had other things I was looking up. But anyway, the bottom line is if she wins, she'll be the first female VP, the first black female VP, the first Asian black female. Like, there's a lot of firsts there. Yeah. I don't care about any of that. I think she'll do a good job. So I'm into her and she's local and go Kamala.
Go Kamala.
And I think that's very cool for young people to see her represent. I think that's really, really great. So despite Willie Brown being in the paper saying she should say no, she shouldn't do it.
She shouldn't say no.
It's a bad
Willie,
time to take that job. I don't disagree. It's almost a bad. And that's why we probably don't have the kind of contestants we'd like for the presidency is because that job's impossible.
Well, look, when the job is impossible, that's when the best people have to step up. And it's annoying to think that someone goes, oh, I'm not running this year. That's too hard. Get in there and get it done. That's what needs to happen. So I'm psyched. I think she's solid and I have liked her for a long time. And I think that she's going to do a great job. Vote, everyone. Whether you agree with me or not, you should vote.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so there's that. I wanted to mention that because, and we'll mention it again too, because it's a big deal, and the vote is around the corner, and so.
Yep. It really is closer than you think.
Yeah, it's
I know my
come
month's
right
too,
up on
Vinny,
us.
And I'm gonna. I could tell you that's the month after next. No, it isn't. It's 2 months after next. I know my week. I know my weeks better than my months.
Anyway, I thought this was interesting, as many people. And look, I've seen right here in Santa Cruz a million license plates from Nevada, Utah. Clearly, people are out on, you know, taking road trips because they feel like they can't fly. And the quick trip, the easy trip, is the one that basically everyone is suggesting if you need to get away. Vegas is on the list of the places cities that you can go to for a quick, easy trip. Vegas is open. They want your biz. I'm not saying you should, but this is the rankings are based on things like how close they are to other major cities, which makes them easy for people to drive to, hotel prices, activities, and weather. And Vegas was at the top of the list. San Francisco is at the top of the list, too. So I guess Washington, D.C., nice Oklahoma City. I don't know what Oklahoma City has at all.
Oh, maybe the Tiger Zoo thing that we've all been talking about. I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of.
That's true.
Is that there, really?
I don't think it's in Oklahoma City, but it's in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the best big cities, Vegas, San Francisco, D.C., and Oklahoma City. The best midsize, St. Louis, Tampa, Orlando, and Scottsdale. A few of those are hot spots, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the dangerous type.
Just hearing that Las Vegas tops this list makes me go, I can't go on any road trips.
Well, you can't, but plenty of people are coming undone and would rather risk whatever's out there than spend another minute trapped in the house. And I told you, my friend, he was like, I snapped. And he went on a road trip for weeks. He's finally home and
he is home.
He had to
come back. Oh,
they had to take a test and was cleared. And so he made it, he drove all over and didn't get it. So good for him, right?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. His family must be thrilled to have him back. Oh, you're back. Great. Well, there's 4 weeks worth of trash to get taken out right there.
Well, I think that, he was really coming undone. And I have a feeling they were like, you should go.
Please.
I actually think his family is probably more worried about him coming back than you think. Mm. Like, oh, great.
Did Here you get comes. It out of your system? Yeah, are we going to go through this again? You
we're
are
all
a pill.
In this too, and we don't want to listen to you, bitch. Right? So anyway, smaller cities that are on the list of places that might be good for a drive, some kind of road trip if you need to get away. Charleston, South Carolina, Newport Beach, California. That's down south. Orange County way, that's the place I learned to surf. Santa Barbara, which is, I can only tell you, I think Santa Barbara is a jewel among the California cities. It is amazing. Mm. Whether or not you should go there, I don't know. But
the Royals just bought a house there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Barbara is...
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
One of our best places, and South Bend, Indiana on the list as well. So there's a couple suggestions for you if you're absolutely
busting
the shut-in
the seams.
If the shut-in is out. Killing you, then there's an option
Tonight,
for you.
There's gonna be a jailbreak.
I think about that song all the time whenever I need to run for it. It's the soundtrack when I think I gotta just get out of here. You like them?
Thin Lizzy? I love Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, I do
yes.
too. I mean, they're
get
not
that,
as great as
song.
Rush.
No, but they're right up there. I listen. There's one album that they have that I don't know the title of it, which sucks. But it's got that song and like the cowboy song, Romeo, The Boys Are Back in Town, they're great.
Right. This next story I just thought was interesting because, these are unprecedented times. We find a lot of people feeling like we'll never be the same again.
I
believe that for the most part, we will be the same again.
And
this will be one of those bad, some people will decide that they're never going to go into the office again. They can work from home. There'll be some permanent changes in that. What is your hand up for?
What are you talking about? You're making things up.
wrong with you?
Anyway, that's the, yes, there'll be some changes, but for the most part, I think once this thing's under control, yeah, we're just going to go back to being busy and working on playing and doing what we do. We're, you know, and so will every place else.
Like, let's hope so. You know, I hope you're right.
I don't. Well, okay. So yeah, anyway, here is one of those statements that comes out of something like this where you go, huh, it can't stick, can it?
Uh-oh.
The quote is, I don't think I'll ever wear high heels again, ever again, as we have gotten rid of dress up days.
Yeah.
At all, ever. It has become an interesting thing as women are starting to go, I can't believe I ever wore those things.
Mm.
Others, of course, are huge fans, and it's part of their femininity, and it's part of their style, and they absolutely will go right back to them. But there's a possibility that high heels may never be sold in the numbers they once were. So the article is
possible.
In USA Today.
I hear you, but I do think that there's something about walking in some place, you know, in your high heels and your, not me, I'd never do this, but just all tricked out to the hair, the makeup, the heels, the whole thing. Like, I put it together and I am walking in this place and owning it.
This was in the USA Today, is this the person that wrote the article is saying, my shoes have been stored now for 5 months as this deadly virus rages across the world, and I don't miss them. And I don't know if I'll ever put them on again. And the question is, will any of us? And I thought it was an interesting thing to pose, as I know you don't ever, but I do think that there are people out there who probably can't wait to put all their clothes back on.
I wonder,
and go
though, even those
anywhere.
People must have something that they're psyched that they don't do anymore. I am super psyched that I don't put jeans on. And I have discovered the wonders of yoga pants. I may never go back.
Well, you've also been braless now for 5 months.
Oh my God. How could I forget my bra? I never put a bra back on. So fun to not have a bra on. Dang.
There's a real big difference for you, huh?
Oh, it's so lovely.
All right.
I'm free. I'm free. Do what I want. Your time.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, Sarah Palin was also a VP candidate, someone writes in. Right. How could we forget about her?
That is correct. How could we have forgotten? We must have blocked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
went straight to the, what was
Geraldine
that, the 80s?
Ferraro. I think it was maybe even the 70s. I don't know when that was. Sometime in our past. I don't know, Vin.
That is funny.
How could we have forgotten her? I totally had
Ferraro in my head, like a picture of her in my head. I couldn't get her name for the life of me. But either way, the point is, yes, we skipped Sarah Palin as well. Right.
That's for the best. Let's skip her.
Oh, here's 707 says, I know you guys will just rip on her, but she was there too. You're right. And I'm not interested in ripping on her. You are correct. Barack Obama became president when the economy was horrible, and he did such a great job that people have forgotten that.
Mm.
I think Willie Brown told her to say no because of their past relationship, and he doesn't want something coming out.
Oh.
I mean, I know that that's in the news, and she's already sort of dealt with that, and that may come out further. But look, it seems like these things don't. Look at our current president was in all kinds of stuff and still won the ticket.
It's never say never. These things that are, you think are campaign killers, whew, turned out not to be. Really? You're going with that guy still, huh? Hmm. All right.
We need goofy sitcoms back. Who needs real life? Bring back Urkel, damn it. Oh, this is about the reboot for The Fresh Prince. It's going to be a drama, everyone.
Well, you can go watch the actual Fresh Prince. That's, you know, that'll be a nice way to offset the grittiness of the new Fresh Prince. No law says you can't do that. We have plenty of comedies. We could have. I think we need more shows in general. I could certainly use some more shows. Let's have some fine comedies and some fine dramas.
You know what I meant to mention early on, and someone wrote it in, so I'll read this, and then also it'll give us a chance to say this to everybody. So 510 says, students and teachers in Martinez are back to school virtually. But they are back to school. So, yes, a lot of places are starting back at school now. So whatever, you know, fashion you're headed back to school, or maybe you start next week. I mean, we start in 2 weeks here at my house. But either way,
two weeks.
Good luck. I know it sucks. This isn't the way you want to be doing your school year. This is such an exciting time for kids where they get you got your back to school clothes and your new backpack. Yep. And you're going to go into school and meet all your new friends and, you got all
teachers
your
teachers.
Yes, all the stuff. And it's unfortunate, but this will pass. And just do you. Do the best you can. That's all anyone could ask of you. Yep. And hopefully this is only for this fall season and next season. Oh, my God. Yes. Anyway. We'll get to more texts next time around. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I have a few things. We'll do the Billboard Hot 100, but also I have a couple of lists, and I've got a guy who's a total germaphobe, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.